We are reminded this weekend about holy patience. Being patient with ourselves, being patient with others, and most importantly, being patient with God. Life and death are the big issues that confront us all. That's why we celebrate birthdays, the anniversary of life, and also funerals are significant moments in everyone's life. Families gather, they pray for the dead, they remember the person whom they have loved. And then in subsequent years, the anniversary is not forgotten. So life and death are the big moments. And everything else in between requires patience. And patience especially with those who are sick and suffering. Interesting that the word patience is the same in sound as those who are sick, patients in hospital. It's got to do with the Latin word for suffering, which is pati, which gives us our English patience. We hear all about the suffering caused by not Christ nor God, but by sin. Sin entered the world, and as the first reading reminds us, death was not God's doing. Death came into the world through evil. And so too did sickness and suffering. And so Mark reminds us of how God enters into our world to heal our suffering, to assist us in our sickness, and to give us patience. Picture the scene. A large crowd had gathered around Jesus at Capernaum, where he spent much time. And he would have known Jairus, who was the official at the synagogue, where Jesus would have often gone to explain the scriptures. And Jairus' daughter, 12 years old, is dying. 12 years old is a moment in people's lives when they're in transition, aren't they, from being a child to adolescence. And the freshness, the youthfulness of a 12-year-old always beckons the heart. And this young girl is in the last moments of her life. So they seek out the Messiah, the Saviour, who's made the blind see, the deaf could hear, the lame have been healed. Perhaps he too could save this young girl. Eventually, this miracle will be one of the three great miracles of resurrection that stands side by side with that of Lazarus coming back to life. But we need patience to see that. Our Lord is being marched with the crowd towards the home of Jairus. Think of when you leave a football match or a big auditorium and the crowd's pushing all around you and you're almost not walking but being pushed along like a wave in the sea of people. And as that's happening, this woman who's been suffering for 12 years, she's been suffering daily for 12 years. The little girl has lived daily for 12 years. There is a connection. And she does not make herself known. But in faith and with much hope, for hope is that essential, quintessential virtue that keeps us striving for godliness in this world. She stretches out through the crowd, makes that tremendous effort merely to touch the presence of God. And her hope and faith is sufficient for the healing, the power to come from the divine presence into her human body and to heal her of her sickness. Realizing now that she had been cured, she's overwhelmed. Christ stops. And this is where patience kicks in. He stops the crowd that's sweeping him along and says, "Who touched me?" And of course the apostles say, "Lord, we've got to get to this girl's house. She's dying. You're talking about people touching you. After all, everyone's touching you. We're in a crowd and being pushed along." He listens not to them, but goes with his eyes in search of her who's being cured. And he knows who it is, but he wants her to come to him. Because we need to seek out healing from God. We must make that initial effort. Then God will heal us. Eventually she locks eyes with the Lord and she knows she's been found. And she comes up and, like Jairus, falls on her knees before her Saviour. And she tells him everything. We're just given the final details that for years she's had this ailment. It's been painful. She sought long treatment from various doctors. They've all failed her. She's become poorer and poorer. She's had no success. Think about that today. People for years are being treated for cancer. The money's being squandered. The doctors say this and that doesn't happen. They see a specialist and that doesn't work out. And they become more frustrated. But behind the scenes of the failure is a sense of inward hopelessness. Perhaps the relationship at home with her husband has now been severed. Perhaps the accountant is wanting to close up on the house. Perhaps there's issues there with neighbours and relatives. I dare say she's not just physically very frail, but also emotionally fragile. And she just has to unburden all of this before the Lord. She tells him everything. And then at the end, she's healed and told to go in peace, body and soul. Now, I don't know, nor do you, how long this took, but let's say it took 15, 20 minutes. And all the time, everyone's saying, hello, this girl down the road's dying, this one here is fine, let's move on. You can imagine the impatience around our Lord. And then, of course, the bad news arrives. You've been dawdling, Lord, it's too late, she's died. She's dead. Life and death. Christ wasn't there. And he comes, he sends them all out because they're interested not in godly work, but rather human sensationalism. And he brings her back to life. This event was so significant in the early church, they kept in the Greek, then the Latin, and now in the English, the original words our Lord spoke. Talitha cum, Aramaic for little girl, get up. It's kept to help us remember that Christ, be it in life or death, can work the impossible. For all things God can do, his grace, his power, can do what we cannot do. And the little girl is brought back to life, and to prove that, he gives her something to eat. Patience in our prayers is what is most essential. If your prayer is sincere, as was Jairus and this woman, if your prayer is persistent, as was the case with Jairus and this woman, God will hear your prayer. It's almost guaranteed. If the prayer is sincere and you're faithful in your prayers, God hears. The big problem for us is when he responds. This woman had to wait 12 years, not 1, 6, 9, but 12 years for the presence of God and his power to heal her. And of course, Jairus and his family, the prayer was not answered within the context of the girl's life, but only after her death. And then she was brought back to life. The point being, you pray for perhaps relatives and friends for a healing, for some important issue. Your prayer is sincere. You would think God might answer that prayer. Well, he might, or he might not. But the time frame is God's alone. How many prayers are answered after the person has died? You pray for someone's conversion in the family. You might die, but then later that conversion may occur. We must trust that God hears our prayers. We must be patient with God as God is patient with us, and know that he does hear us and he will respond. But when and how, that's God's will. Jairus trusted in God and his girl was brought back from death to life. And this woman, after so many years, was finally healed. Let us pray for patience in our hearts, patience in our homes, but most of all, holy patience with God. Praise be Jesus Christ.